What do you remember about social dancing?
Well, we used to jitterbug, get thrown around. We used to dance, and some of the guys would throw you, put you over your shoulder, and some of the girls would go slide you under the legs and not, you know.
Yeah, we used to do that.
Did you?
Well, me and my friend who did it in our house.
Do they still do it?
No.
Well, it's coming back. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of young people dancing that way now. We went to Tucson. We went out on a Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And the young do it, dance that way there. Do a lot of them. And then when your mother got to be a teenager, they used to use me for a dummy and practice with me. And I learned all their dances by being their dummy. I did. And then Sherry, I learned her dancing. Mm-hmm. Your mother used to dance to the twist. Was it Fat Albert?
Yeah, maybe Chubby Checkers.
Yeah, Chubby Checkers. She'd do the twist. Mm-hmm. And they used to sing a song about Itsy Bitsy Bikini.
Oh, I remember that one.
What was the name of that?
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
And we was up to Higgins Lake one time, and two little kids were walking behind her and I, and your mother had a yellow one on. And they started singing it to her.
That's funny.
And then Sherry's, when she come, her and Randy, they got to be teenagers. Mm-hmm. Their dancing was more wild. Crazy. Has it changed now? Or is it about the same?
It's school dances. It's not that crazy or nothing. But I don't know how they dance in the discos or anything like that.
We never played music. Radio's not as loud as the girls play it. Mm-hmm. Do you play it loud? Mm-hmm. I hope you can hear when you're older. That's about it.
That's about it? Like, how did you dance when you were a teenager?
When I was a teenager? Mm-hmm. Jitterbugging.
Jitterbugging?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do, like, the steps?
The steps?
Yeah, like, what was it? Like?
Oh, God, we had... our dancing was more, waltzing. Mm-hmm. I don't think kids waltz anymore. I don't think they have for years.
No.
When a slow one comes on and waltz, I don't think kids know how to waltz. And I don't think they know how to slow dance without hugging each other to death. And then we'd go to the fast and we'd jitterbug. I don't know, what do they call it now? They don't call it jitterbug. What do they call it?
I don't know. Like, did you just, like, dance however you wanted to?
Yeah.
Jitterbug?
But we had, there was more steps to ours.
Like you went under the legs and over top and stuff?
Yeah. No.
No?
Not only that, we didn't do that so much. Because I didn't like being thrown around in the air. I didn't do it. I got a point, I quit dancing that. But it was more fancy work with your feet. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain that, but it was.
Like, what kind of, was it the jitterbug? Was it the song?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a song?
No, we had different tunes. You could understand the words. And nowadays, I can't understand the words to the song. Back when I used to, we would sing a tune around here, and the girls are around, to the music we used to sing. They'll laugh. They laugh so hard, they think it's hilarious.
What is it?
Any song. Back there. Like, can't believe what now. Tangerine. We used to have a song called Tangerine. Just create, you know, different tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of a lot of them though, right now.
Okay.
We used to square dance too a lot.
Did you?
Did you ever square dance?
No, but I've seen it done before.
It's fun.
Like, where'd you do that at?
Went out to the Glow. It used to be the Glow. At the end of Swan,
oh, I know what you're talking
that
about.
That big old building there as you come down. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
You come out of St. Charles and go down to Gratiot, that building on the corner.
I know one, yeah.
That's where we used to go.
The people would yell out the things that you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. They play the music and the caller was up there. I like fun dancing, square dance.
I've never done it before.
You like it?
Maybe, sometime, that's right. Do you ever do the dance called the Big Apple?
Yeah.
That?
Tried that.
What was that?
You learned
like?
That? Oh, you just swing around, swing your hips. Anything.
Okay. Wasn't there also like another dance where people, they'd stand in a circle and people would call off different things to do?
Well, that's your square dancing.
Square dancing?
They're polka dancing,
mm-hmm.
Polka music.
Okay.
That was quite popular.
Polka dancing?
Mm-hmm. Still is.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yep.
I don't think your mother ever polka though.
Polka? Do you have tambourines and everything? No.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
There was a lot of stomping, I think, with polka music.
Polka?
You had to watch your feet so nobody stomped on them.
Oh, that would hurt. Ow. Especially if they were big.
Huh?
Especially if they were big people.
Well, there's a lot of them, too.
Yeah. Did you ever go to a dance marathon?
No, uh-uh.
Did you ever hear of them?
We didn't get to do those things. There was too many kids. There was 14 of us.
Oh.
And we never got to do a lot of things. Okay. The kids did. But what we did, we always enjoyed.
Yeah. Like, what did you do then?
Well, we used to go roller skating off the riverside in Saginaw. In fact, Grandpa Harper did too. They used to go off there.
Did they?
But I can remember when I was little, I'd go with the older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go along and we'd roller skate. Go out there at night and roller skate. It was a roller skating rink.
This was in a building?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We used to do a lot of that.
Did you dance? Would they play like popular songs to dance to and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like what songs?
God, I was too little to remember.
Did you do it like when you were a teenager too?
No, it was just when we were younger.
When you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was when you were a teenager.
No, the reason we did that was because it was free.
Okay. Did you tangle?
Well, if I could get someone that could tangle, I'd tangle. Do the tangle.
Was that popular back then? Tangle a lot?
whole lot of them used to tangle. I don't know if they, I don't think they do anymore. Maybe the older generation does, if they go out.
Yeah.
But the young people don't.
They don't tangle? Okay.
Did you ever see them?
No. What is a tango exactly?
It's a dance. You do dance around.
Is that the one where, like, you, they, like,
you dip.
Yeah, dip.
We used to do a lot of dipping.
Dipping?
Mm-hmm.
And what, like, dances? Is this the dance you wanted to do?
I never liked to dip because I was always afraid of falling. I always thought, was afraid the guy would drop me.
Didn't trust him?
No.
That's funny.
It was.
No one dips anymore.
No, they don't. No. I never see them.
Neither see. Like, do you ever, who put on the dances that you went to?
Nobody. They just go to a dance hall. You had to be 18 to get in, 21.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go. Mm-hmm. There's a whole crew of us girls, sisters, would go out. There was about five or six of us.
We went out?
And the guy that were in the dance hall knew our parents. And they let us in. He says, "You better behave." He says, "If you don't, I'll tell your mother." And he would. They were good friends of my mom and dad's. They were Brownies, it used to be called.
Brownies?
It's right on Swan Creek Road.
Were there a lot of dance halls on that road?
No, They used to have a couple places in Shields they used to dance too. They don't have them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't even know when they disappeared.
Okay.
We used to go ice skating a lot.
Ice skating?
Mm-hmm. Roller skating and ice skating and dancing. Do you ever go ice skating or roller skating?
I go roller skating.
Do you?
Yeah. Sometimes I used to anyway.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
I did.
I wasn't very good at it, but it was fun.
We got pretty good at it, even as little as we were, because we used to do it all the time.
Yeah. Practice helps. Did you do the conga?
No, uh-uh.
No?
I didn't.
Did people, though? Did other people?
Yeah, the older ones.
Okay.
But that wasn't my style.
Okay. Right, and then, did you listen to a lot of jazz music?
No.
No?
No, since I've been married and had the kids, and teenagers. When Sherry and Randy were born, the music got so loud. Just don't quit listening to it. Drive you nuts. Not used to it.
Yeah, I like loud music though.
All the kids do anymore.
Yeah, but I like music that's not loud, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
God, not me. Not that loud.
No, I like music that's not that loud, too, I said.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like really super loud music, though. It gives me a headache if I listen to it for too long.
Some of them have it on, so a lot of breaks the... What do you call those things on the side? The stereo?
Speakers.
Yeah. Did you know that you can turn them up so high that it ruins them?
Mm-hmm.
You do? I didn't know that.
Turn them up too loud, you can blow the speaker.
That's just what happened. Sherry's mother-in-law. Well, should be. I got one for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
and they already took it back because they turned it up too dang high.
Uh-oh. They must have turned it up loud.
They used to do it here. But when they'd see us come down the road, they'd turn it down. Because you could hear it coming around the corner.
That's terrible.
Graf and I used to look at each other and laugh.
Oh my God.
What? They really played loud. They had one song they used to play a lot. And all I could think of, it sounded like an Indian pounding on drums. And that song used to just drive me up a wall.
Oh my God. Did you have to pay to get into the dances?
No, only on special occasions. Mm-hmm. Some, like a Christmas dance or New Year's Eve. Mostly New Year's Eve you had to pay to get in any place.
Mm-hmm.
They would they call it cover charge.
What's that mean?
Pay.
Just to pay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you like dress up more for the Christmas dances?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put on like your fanciest dress and stuff?
Yeah, I used to make them.
make them?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to make them about?
Oh, I don't know. Whenever I wasn't busy with the little ones. Then I'd get at the machine and sew. I never could find what I wanted. So I sew it.
Yeah. Okay. Did you like to dance with a partner or in a group?
Partner.
Partner?
You danced with partners then, Nicole. I don't know, do you dance with partners now?
You mean like just fast dancing?
Uh-huh.
No.
You can't answer that, can you?
Sometimes you might. I don't know. Usually you just dance in the
group. Might stand facing each other and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, in our day, my day, you were hanging on to each other dancing, but fast.
Oh.
Fast or slow.
Fast. Okay. So you just with a guy, you didn't dance with groups with girls? Or did you dance? Did you ever have partners that were girls?
Huh?
Did you ever dance like dances that were like partners with girls?
Oh yeah. Well, my sisters and us, we used to dance all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Together. That was our thing. My whole family loved to dance. My mother was a good dancer. But the whole family liked to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed dancing so much that we just couldn't wait for a guy to ask us. we'd get up and dance, all of us.
An eavesdropper.
Who, Jerry?
Dominic.
Oh. No, we, we lived to dance.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And your grandpa Lively loved to dance.
Did he?
He was a good dancer.
Did you guys go out dancing a lot?
Yep. Every weekend, Nicole, when he was home. We'd go. And Grandpa Harper now, he loves to dance.
Do you guys go out dancing too?
We used to, but until the last couple of years, we go no more. Back the last time Grandpa and I danced was out in Tucson, New Year's Eve when we went out. It was an older band they had. There was Bill and Carol and Randy and his girlfriend.
We all went out and danced?
Mm-hmm. Went out for the New Year. We didn't stay long. But they had that band they had there was older men that played instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Horns and that. Good band.
Mm-hmm.
And they played fast music and we jitterbugged a little and did our time.
Should you do the Lindy hop?
No, you used to do the bunny hop.
It's the bunny hop.
I don't know. It's probably what you call a Lindy hop. What's a Lindy hop?
A Lindy hop? The Lindy hop. Kind of couple dancing where they do the shag and the pecking and the tricking and the Suzy Q. Or trucking. Did you ever hear of that?
I've heard of it.
Did you ever do it?
My older sisters probably did that.
The shag and
I
the
don't
Lindy
remember
hop?
Them.
That was probably in the 20s and 30s then.
Because I was born in 1925. I don't remember the 30s so much. All I can remember about the 30s is I can still see my two older sisters. They had, remember how they used to wear their hair waved with a band around them?
Yeah, like that, and then hats.
Yeah, and those skin-tight hats.
And them skirts that came down here. Don't they wear their skirts down here?
Yeah.
I've seen pictures.
That's all I can remember because they used to go dancing a lot, the older ones. And then the younger ones had our, you know, grouped up and went.
And then, did you do the foxtrot?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Didn't they do that in the 30s?
Never wrote any dates down.
Mm.
Just got the names. Yep. And, like when you went to the dances, were there DJs? Or did you have the bands, like the live bands that sing?
Live bands.
Live bands.
What do you mean, live bands?
Were they like the bands, just the band went?
Yeah, different bands.
Yeah. So you never like danced to records or anything?
You mean these special rock bands that come in like the center?
No, I mean just to do like have bands. Like just bands that were like at the dance halls or whatever.
Yeah.
And they played music what you danced to.
Mm-hmm.
They did? So you never had records that you danced to when you went to the dance hall?
Hmm?
You never like danced to records at the dance halls. You had bands there.
Well, in between dances, they had a Nickelodeon. You know what a Nickelodeon is?
No.
It's a music jukebox.
Oh, a jukebox?
They used to call some used to call them Nickelodeon, and then they others would call them a jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
And you put money in.
Okay.
And play the record would come up and you'd play. And in between the live band and the jukebox, when they quit for intermission, we played the jukebox.
Okay, so you did sometimes then.
We always did. Our feet never stood still. We did. We danced. That was our life. Fun. Dancing, mm-hmm. Skating, and doing everything.
Like, how long did you dance for?
Huh?
How long did you go to your dances for? How long did they last?
Oh, they go about 8, 9 o'clock in the evening till 1:30 in the morning.
That's not quite a while.
The music always stopped at 1:30 in the morning. That was the last dance at 1:30.
Okay. How come?
I don't know. Because they closed that too.
Oh, they closed it too? And they wanted everyone out by 1:30?
They quit serving at 1:30 was your last time you could order a drink.
They sell food there too?
Well, some problem. I don't think so.
No.
I don't remember. Never ate there. Never ate out.
Never
except
ate
the restaurants.
Okay. That's the end, I think.
Huh?
That's the end. Can you think of anything else to say about it?
I wouldn't want to live through it again.
You don't want to do it again?
No.
Why?
Well, I enjoyed life once. Dancing like that, that's enough.
Once?
Once around's enough.
Yeah. Don't need to go through it twice.
No, I wouldn't want to live through it twice. suppose I've been. But I'd want my life to be different again.
You would?
I'm an adventurous. I like adventure. I like to do different things. That's my problem.
Yeah. It's better to do different things, though. So.
Go different places. I love to travel.
Yeah, you do a lot, though.
We used to travel with Grandpa a lot. On the road with the trucks. Hauling. Used to haul boats. Before boats, he used to haul trailer houses, and I'd go with him. And then he went into boats, and I tagged along them.
Do you ever dance with, like, the truck stops or whatever?
Huh?
Do you ever, like, stop the truck stops and dance with them?
No, we
didn't.
No,
I never danced
there. When you're on the road like that.
Yeah.
Your dancing's done till you get home. Then you dance. But when you're on the road, that's a job.
Yeah.
You don't, truck drivers don't drink when they're on the road. They're not supposed to, let's put that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you, like, dance at home a lot?
Yeah, I used to dance with your mother and Sherry. We used to dance a lot. I'd be cooking. Sometimes I forget about my cooking. We'd be dancing in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
And come out there and start dancing.
And then, you know, burnt food?
Well, I probably did. I don't remember. But I used to dance with the girls a lot. Goof around.
Okay.
My mother was like that. Probably got after her.
Did you dance at home, like, when you were younger a lot, too?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
Teenagers. We spent a lot around those.
Did you listen to music when you were dancing? Or just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
When my mother wasn't telling us stories?
Yeah.
We'd sit around. We had a potbelly stove, I remember, when I was little. And when she wasn't telling stories, we'd be sitting around and she'd tell... She'd even tell us spook stories. She ready to go?
Yeah. She just tell you spook stories and then you dance?
Yeah. We used to listen to the radio a lot. There wasn't television then. And they used to have stories on, called The Hermit. And it was a spooky thing.
Oh, it was scary?
Oh, yeah. You see, like a spooky show you see on TV today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't see it, but it'd be on the radio, and my mother and us kids, the young ones, we'd all sit around this potbelly stove. It wouldn't get to a real spooky part. One of the older ones would grab us, and we'd all start screaming.
That would be fun.
We had a lot of fun. We didn't have much, but we had a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
We did.
That would be fun. Okay, what was your favorite time in life?
Mine? I'll tell you what. Every time, all my time in my life,
mm-hmm.
It's my favorite.
Okay.
Because I enjoyed everything.
Yeah.
I enjoyed everything I did. Live.
That's good. That makes sense.
So why would I want to do it all again? I like to keep... I keep going. I might want to do something different. Now, just like at my age now. My grandpa's age. About 3 years ago, we decided there's got to be more things than going and sitting in the garden and dancing at our age.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the night we sat and talked about this, and we haven't been back since?
We haven't been back since then.
We decided to travel.
Instead of dance? Is it funner than dancing? Traveling?
No. It's a thing you go through, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
We went through the stage of dancing and enjoying dancing. And now we're going through a stage where our bodies can't take it all.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going through a stage now where we want to, like a retired person, which we want to do in another year, and enjoy seeing different states, seeing what the other part of the world's doing.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So I really haven't missed anything. I've seen every state there is in the United States, yeah.
You've seen all of them?
Not the new ones, not Hawaii and Alaska there. I mean, just, you know, in the
that continental US.
Yeah, I went with your grandpa. And I've been to every state.
Cool, I haven't been to quite a I think I've only been like the 15 or 16.
The only 15? One I want to go back to is Oregon.
Oregon?
I'd like to go back there. We were on the outskirts. And I'd like to go back there. Just go through Oregon. I would. It sounds interesting.
I want to go to Maine.
Oh, that's beautiful country.
Did you go along the coast or anything like that?
When I was there, it was snowing. I can't tell you which was a coast and which one.
No, it's the same.
But it's pretty country. My sister Ida, her husband, come from Maine.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know. I think it's all for me.
I love to travel. Oh, I love to travel. It's my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Jenny likes to travel.
She takes it after me and her grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you know Grandpa Lytle had an uncle in the fairs, the carnivals?
Did he?
Mm-hmm. We used to take your mother and Bill when they were little. I had pictures of them. I think I still got them. In Wheeling, West Virginia, they lived. But when it was time for the carnivals and that, they always went. Uncle Frank, he was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the nicest people. They had two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they were wonderful people.
Yep, she said they're pretty nice people. Hmm? In the carnival. Jenny said they're nice people.
Mm-hmm.
In the carnival. That's where she gets that from.
So see, this is, I bet you, this, never thought of it before, but this is where she gets it.
It is. I have to tell her that.
Oh, but your mom never thought of that either.
Nope. Remind her.
They were so nice. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, when you go there, they... You cook like they were cooking for 50 people.
Yeah,
they were good. They had a nice big home. Do you remember, Sally?